This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. At least 40 migrants have been killed in an airstrike on a detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli, and that number is expected to rise. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports on the tragedy.
Two migrants have told the Associated Press the airstrike hit a workshop housing weapons and vehicles and an adjacent hangar where around 150 migrants were being held, mostly Sudanese and Moroccans. The two migrants say some survived unharmed, but most were wounded or killed in the strikes, indicating the final death toll could be much higher than current claims. The airstrike is likely to raise further concerns about the European Union's policy of partnering with Libyan militias to prevent migrants from crossing the Mediterranean. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the self-styled Libyan National Army, led by rebel General Khalifa Haftar, has been going on for months. Haftar's forces deny responsibility for the late Tuesday airstrike, blaming pro-government militias. African Union Commission Chairperson Moussa Faki Mahamat called for all sides to ensure the safety of civilians, especially detained migrants in Libya, while demanding an independent investigation into the air attack. Aiming his words at the European Union, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. Earlier, Iran said it had breached a low-enriched uranium stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal. U.S. President Donald Trump took the United States out of the Iran Accord a year ago. Iran insists that frees it from limits contained in the agreement. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says it is fake news that he's given up the plan to include a citizenship question.